You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
You recently got in an argument with your husband, and the reason I'm bringing this up is usually the arguments that you guys have aren't really about anything.
It's not stupid.
Like other people, you know, you hear they're talking, they argue maybe perhaps about money.
Yeah, money.
About having kids or like politics or some like hard hitting information. But you guys argued about catfish.
Okay, so catfish is a sore subject right now with us still. So this past weekend, we went on a date night to a restaurant here in Springfield. We've never been to this restaurant. So we're looking at the menu, and we both agreed that I would get something, he would get something, and we would share both dishes. So naturally, I'm thinking we both need to get something we both like, right? So I get this pasta, and he was like, oh, that sounds great, yeah. And he wanted the catfish. He wanted the catfish and fried okra. Okay, double
sounds
whammy there. No, it sounds
by the
disgusting.
Way.
And I was like, I immediately was like, no, like that sounds gross. And he's like, well, why do you get what you want, but I can't get what I want? And I was like, because we're going to share them. We're sharing them. This is not just your dish. We were going to share them. What's going to happen is you're going to eat all your catfish and half my pasta, and I'm going to have no food. Mm-hmm. That's what was going to happen. So it ruined our night.
You argued about it that much.
Yeah. We just went home after that.
So what did he end up getting?
Chicken.
Okay.
That he said was just okay.
Yeah, yeah. And he wasn't excited about it. He was really excited about that catfish.
Before he saw the catfish, he had mentioned like, oh, there's chicken on here. But then his eyes went to the catfish and he immediately wanted catfish.
Yeah, he probably haven't had catfish in a while.
You understand why this isn't fair to me though? Because we were going to share it. I don't like catfish. I don't like seafood.
How were you going to share it?
Like we were just going to split each other's meals. So we had two different things to try.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I mean.
And I've heard of this before.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we're couples do that. And I know the first argument would be from somebody else listening would be, well, then you guys don't need to share. Okay. That's fine.
Okay, but we already agree we were going to.
Yeah, you were going to share.
If I knew this was going to turn into such an argument, I would have just been like, let's just get our own thing. But I know he wanted to try the pasta, okay? But we both didn't want to order pasta because we wanted to try something different.
Did you guys not talk for the night after this?
It was very... The waiter, I think, like, felt super weird. We were silent at our table.
You got into it. I mean,
it wasn't like... It was just like...
It was awkward.
Yeah, it was super awkward.
Yeah.
I think the waiter felt that too.
So I'm glad you're in here, Katie from Russia, because we both know, and I'm sure you guys know in the 417 by now, that Chelsea is a very picky eater.
Yeah.
Probably one of the pickiest eaters that I've ever met.
Are you
She's
serious?
Pickier than me.
So it's hard to do the whole sharing thing, which I do understand. Yeah. I totally get it that you want to try a little bit of both. It's hard to do a sharing thing with someone who is so picky.
But catfish is such a weird thing to order.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely
right?
not.
Like, what if he got a burger?
You're
a
from
burger
the
is
Ozarks.
A normal...
You're from... Catfish
I'm
is like...
I'm not from the Ozarks.
I mean, catfish is a Missouri thing. Like, I mean, everybody's been eating catfish for a long time.
Not me.
Okay.
Not me.
But you just said you wanted to try something new.
Yeah, that was something normal. Like a burger. I was
so
hoping...
new,
or like chicken
normal?
Sandwich.
Burger? How is a burger
Something
new?
You've had a million times.
Yeah. It's new at this restaurant. I had never been to this restaurant.
All right.
You guys, I have a point. I know I do.
I kind of get it. But if he's really... I think the whole thing of going out to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do make some delicious food at your home.
Yes.
And he cooks too. Mm-hmm. He makes some great steaks and everything. I think the point of going out somewhere is he knows you don't like catfish, right?
He knows I don't like seafood.
So you go to this place, and he's like, I'm not going to get this at home, so I'd really like to have it here. And you go, no. So here it goes. He's going to want to start eating by himself so he can enjoy some of the meals, all of these other meals that you don't like.
You know what? We actually went to this place with a gift card, and he told me this. He was like, that was my gift card, too.
Yeah.
He was like, I should have just gone by myself.
Yes.
He did make that point.
Or you make a rule where you decide not to share.
Well,
if you pick something on the menu and you guys said that you're going to share and you don't approve of it,
I said no very quickly.
Then you go back on it. Then you don't share that meal.
Yeah, I guess you guys could have compromised and you could have just like pretend that you took a little piece of it and just try. But it's
that
my
way, date night too.
Sharing.
I would have fun.
But you would have had your own meal.
Wait, so you both are against me?
I'm on your side.
No.
I think we both are on your side, but at the same time, we kind of see both sides.
I'm not on your side.
I'm on your side, Chelsea. I know.
Catfish is delicious. All he wanted to do was have his own meal for once and be left alone.
The fact that they agreed on sharing is
that's why it's bothering me
tables.
Too. We might as well have. We weren't talking.
Watch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.